It's never too early for Lowe's Black Friday deals. Snag some of our biggest savings of the season right now, like 25% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees. And get yourself free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit before the Black Friday rush. Because everyone loves free stuff, right? Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
From the football side of things, Emmanuel Tucker commits to LSU, a really nice four-star offensive line prospect in the class of 2026. This is not the last offensive lineman that LSU wants to have committed. They are still after Lamar Brown, the in-state five-star, right in their own backyard at U-High. But Emmanuel, I'm not even going to try and pronounce his last name, begins with an I. He is a five-star. He will be committing in early August. So here is the historical side of things. By the way, if you want to see our Emmanuel Turner film study from earlier, you could check it out for yourself. This is the honest truth. What you are witnessing right now is the greatest recruiting run at the offensive line position ever at LSU. And you can pick apart Brad Davis as a coach. You really can. You could say, hey, I think our offensive line should be performing better. But it is more important to land the guys than it is to coach the guys, in my estimation. Because I've seen people say that offensive line coaches that everyone considers to be good, I've seen them fall flat on their face. Last year, who many would consider to be the best offensive line coach ever in the SEC is Bill Bendabaugh from Oklahoma. His offensive line was terrible. They didn't have the dudes. So always give me the dudes over the technician. And look, Brad Davis gets dudes every year. He gets top 100 recruits. Now, some of them hit, some of them do not. In fact, we need more of these to start hitting for us to really become a true national championship contender. Hell, we need them to hit this year. But the problem is it's hard to hit on these. It is really, really, really hard. And I think things will start to come together for the LSU offensive line in the form of a guy like Kerryus Kern from this last recruiting class. We talked about him in the Emmanuel Turner deep dive that we did a little bit earlier today. So a really good day from the LSU football side of things. The thumbnail, though, was actually one of the hot takes that we did not get to yesterday. I thought I got to every single one of them. But Blake Baker was a guy that was talked about quite a bit. So if you're just joining us now, yesterday I opened up a forum on Twitter and in our Discord. Give me your hottest LSU football prediction for next year. And we got quite a few of them. And I believe that a lot of you came from a good place. But the one that I skipped over was Blake Baker's likelihood of being at LSU next season. And the reason I say that is because Blake Baker is head coaching material. He's young. He's energetic. He relates well. His affability is almost as big as his coaching. His relatability is almost as big as his actual prowess on a whiteboard. But, you know, there was a lot of rumors with Blake Baker and Tulane if that job were to open. I guess there will always be rumors for that. But at some point, he is going to be a Power 4 head coach. If not a non-Power 4 head coach and then becoming a Power 4 head coach. I will also say that Cortez Hankton also fits that bill. I would be very shocked, at least in the next two seasons, if both of them are not a head coach somewhere. That's how highly people think of those two individuals. But I don't think people quite understand how good of a job a coordinator is at the P4 level. It really honestly doesn't get much better than that. Sure, you have to recruit, and that is tireless work. But really, you play in a lot of games that are never in doubt, right? You play a lot of non-P4 games where your talent is just going to overwhelm. So there's about 10 or so real stressful games, probably close to that 11-ish mark that you have to get ready for every single year. You don't have to speak to the media. You also live a seven-figure life. And in Blake Baker's case, you're living a $2.3 million life at your dream school. So, you know, for me, that is a hot take that I get quite a bit, that Blake Baker is true head coach material. And I believe so. I think he is as well. And look, I have put a good chunk of my own opinion on Blake Baker out there. I put a good bit of my reputation of prognostication of LSU coaches. I told you many moons ago that Matt House wasn't someone that I would have gone and hired. And he started off well, but it got ugly. I'm not really shocked that that happened. Okay. I thought opposite of Blake Baker. If I were to rate him, you can go back and listen to all the things that we did at the time. I would give Blake Baker a solid 8.5 out of 10 grade, probably closer to a 9. That's how good I think he can be. All right. So let's get to as many comments as we can today. We'll take in a few more hot takes. We were supposed to have an Arkansas guest to talk some baseball and football as well. We don't know if he's coming or not anymore. Let's see. And my backup guest is in traffic in Omaha. So we were supposed to have somebody live from Omaha, but it's not going to happen. Skipper, good to see you. Whit Weeks. I think most of y'all want me to do football anyway, but I'm going to do some baseball a little bit later because it doesn't get much better than LSU versus Arkansas in baseball. It really doesn't. Okay. If you are a true Stitchhead, you know that these are two of the best tactical coaches that has ever coached in college baseball. one more desperately needing to win this game than the other, and it's not even close. So we'll talk about that a little bit later, okay? Now, let's get to as many comments as we can. Devin, welcome to the channel. That is a very mischievous avatar. People keep saying Brian Kelly is gone if they don't make the playoffs. LSU cannot afford to fire that man. Things are different now, folks. He'll retire in BR regardless of records. Okay. So, that's not true. It's just not true. This is how you should normally look at P4 firings. If you are bad enough, there are people out there that can get shit done. Okay? And I don't like to curse that often, but that's how those people that can write that kind of check can get something done. All right. Now, I am not Mr. Insider Booster, in Scott Woodward's back pocket level insider. But I can tell you that I know of two boosters that could get that done and would do that because they love LSU football that much. The only thing that matters for a program to succeed and be baseline level of success that you would want at LSU, and I think, and I've been consistent about this with Brian Kelly, I don't think LSU should be making the playoff every single season. I think, though, you should be making the playoff in a 12-team format once out of every two to two out of every three seasons. All right? Now, if it stretches to 16, I can make an argument you should be making it two out of every three, three out of every four. All right? The bottom line is you are nothing without your head coach. You are nothing as a program without your head coach. All right? Now, you can mask that. You can be coach-proof, if you will, as a team. And there have been LSU teams in the past that have been coach-proof. There have been other teams in the past that have been coach-proof in terms of national championship wins or just having a very good season. But, you got to have a guy. You've got to have someone that can really do this very difficult job. All right? If they don't feel Brian Kelly is the guy and this team inexplicably goes 5-7 or 6-6 or an ugly 7-5, there are people that could get the $50-plus million buyout taken care of. We're not as deep-pocketed as Texas A&M. They paid $75 million for a coach to walk away. It can get done. All right? At least I think it could get done. But the leash is longer, to your point. The leash is longer because of that. Because that money can go to a roster that could get it done. Brian Kelly is not going to get to that point, though, this year. Number one, he's not bad enough of a coach for this roster to go 5-7. He's just not. So that's just not going to happen. But what you can do is start demanding more. One thing I will say that I do think is relevant in all of this is that Brian Kelly did donate $1 million of his own money to go to this roster. $1 million. PHL fam, y'all are lively tonight. JSTN, good to see you. Say Brian went to bed this year. Do we look at Blake Baker before anybody else? Well, Blake would probably be the interim, either him or Brad, but I don't think it's going to happen. Let's go to Andy. It's been a while, and I still owe you an apology, Andy, and I'll do it publicly right here. There was supposed to be a card show in Shreveport many months ago. I've thought about this. I've not seen you in the chat since then. You said that you were going to go and you were excited. We do such big things. I give out so much stuff at these card shows. And a lot was going on in my life. I was losing a family member during that. And I felt bad because the card show decided to cancel anyway. So I wasn't going to be able to go. And you took it like a champ, I've not seen you in the chat since then. I feel so bad when that kind of stuff happens. I really, really, really do. So my personal apology to you. And Andy, if you can send me an email at powerhourlsu@gmail.com, I want to send you a few cards that would have given you at the show. So to answer your question, what should we be worried about more, our defense traveling to Clemson or our offensive line holding up? It is definitely the offensive line. That should be 1,000% your biggest concern, okay? And it will be the biggest concern until we actually get to the game, all right? So if I were to do an order based on what I know about Clemson and based on how I feel about LSU going through the motions, if you will, through spring and fall, not going through the motions, but you know, watching them practice and talking and all of that. This is the order of things you should be concerned about. Number one, it's in every facet, the offensive line struggling versus this really good defensive line. The truth is it's going to happen. It is going to happen. It's not even a question. And I there you go, Andy. Yeah, everything's going well, man. I really appreciate that. And Brian was the first one to bring this up in the chat many moons ago about Peter Woods, TJ Parker, and that really good Clemson defensive line. The truth is that is the single biggest concern in this game. And there's not a close second, if you ask me. The second thing would be though, is Cade Klubnik running. Klubnik. I go back and forth. I am a big Cade fan. All right. Part of why I'm a big Cade fan is I honestly thought he was special coming out of high school. Special. I had a pretty big radio segment when I was doing radio in South Carolina at the time. And I was like, this guy is going to be the real deal. And now he is a real deal. He is. If you were to ask most draft heads who is the number one overall pick going to be, they would probably say him or Garrett Nussmeier going into next year. So his rushing ability is the second big thing, okay? And then the third big thing, of course, would be, you know, and this kind of goes with the offensive line, what does a run game look like? So there you go. Wait, do I have two channels going on at once? What? Let me see. No, I don't think so. I'm just here. Unless you're in the Matrix. Man. Weird things happen with this Wi-Fi. Okay. We move on. Let's go to Alexander. A few Alexanders. Let's go to Hyper Ninja first. Can we get a scramble QB can we get after a scramble QB and get more pressure and bring him down? Absolutely. Drew Brees, Baker Mayfield, Garrett Gilbert. Yeah, it's weird when you actually break down quarterbacks. The overwhelming majority of them come from Texas or California. Bryce Young, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Jaden Daniels, Texas. Drew Brees, Matthew Stafford, Kyler Murray. It's crazy when you really look at it. And it's not saying that quarterbacks don't come from elsewhere, but that is where a majority of them come from, those two states. Let's see. take a few more here before we talk some baseball. Once again, I'm not the baseball expert. I was having a big-time Arkansas baseball expert on tonight, but he canceled. Okay. Terry Bradshaw. Legend. I will say, the funniest thing that I have seen was Terry Bradshaw trash-talking Aaron Rodgers. That was so funny. I'm not a big Aaron Rodgers fan. But in Aaron's prime, you be honest, how many quarterbacks have you seen play the position better than Aaron Rodgers? At his peak,
he's up there.
He is up there. Now, it is crazy, though. I don't think Aaron Rodgers having four MVPs and Drew Brees having zero is representative in the gap between the two of those at all. And you can make a case that Drew Brees is the best American pro athlete that we have that did not win the MVP. I mean, he's definitely up there in any sport. And ironically, the one in the NBA could be Chris Paul. At least for me, it's Chris Paul. Tied to, hey, what's up, Guitar George? It's been a while since I've seen you. Now, next thing. I do want to talk about 2026 recruiting just a bit. And I know it sounds like a broken record when you're hearing me when I do recruiting breakdowns, that the offensive line is just so, so, so much more important. And it just is. You know, it's crazy that, you know, there was a bunch of 2027 offers dished out today. And I see a bunch of hubbub about some of these wide receivers in the state of Louisiana getting offers. And I'm like, man, wide receivers are never going to run out in the state of Louisiana. They just aren't. Okay. What I would also say about that is Louisiana has had their issues producing offensive linemen and QBs. Well, in the next two recruiting classes, your number one recruit in the state of Louisiana is an offensive lineman. And in the next crop, it is a quarterback. So there are some things that are starting, some dominoes, if you will, that are starting to fall into LSU's favor. All right. So I understand not everybody here is massive Brian Kelly fan. I get it. Okay. What I would tell you, though, is the one, and let me see. I wanted to. Okay, it was this. All right. I did want to point out that I did receive, and you saw it yesterday in some of the hot takes, I did receive a few tweets, some DMs, some just ats, one email. I rarely get emails. You can always email me, powerhourlsu@gmail.com. All right. About the Peyton Houston comments that I made. I will stand 10 toes down on this. That was one of the best high school sophomore quarterbacks I have ever watched play high school football, period. End of story. And I'm not just talking about towards the end of the season. First game of the year versus Neville that he lost, dude was dealing. And, you know, go back and listen to the interview we did with Preston Guy. The truth is, I don't know many high school quarterbacks that I have seen that's better than that guy. All right. Now, once again, I'm saying high school quarterbacks. High school quarterback statistics don't always translate to you being the best, right? if everything was high school football stats, Juwan Johnson would be the best LSU football player of all time. Trey Quinn would be better than Ja'Marr Chase, and so on and so on. Not to say those guys aren't good players, but you get the point, okay? So Elijah Haven is also very, very, very good. And then we have the conversation here with Bo Bentley in the recruitment of 2026. But it was interesting that there was a lot of people that liked what I had to say about Peyton Houston. Okay. Now, here's the truth. I am personally an evaluator that holds no biases towards players. Okay. I will say, though, I do cheer for shorter quarterbacks. I do. And the reason I do is because it's harder to play the position at 5'9", 5'10", 5'11", like Peyton Houston. And obviously the perfect size is 6'3", 6'4". But, man, that kid can play. That kid can flat out play high school football. All right. College prospects, I think he's going to be really good too. I really, really, really do. And it's going to be fun with him, Haven, and Colton Nussmeier. Alexander getting sexy here with the LSU versus Ohio State wide receiver U argument. He can't remember an Ohio State wide receiver that was actually from Ohio. Okay. So Garrett Wilson's from Texas. What about in Michael Thomas? Wasn't he a three-star from Ohio State? I don't know. I think Jackson Smith and Jigba was also from Texas. Or Cali, either one of those two. I don't know where Chris Olave was from. But whatever the case may be, that is something Malik Nabers brought up to Carmelo Anthony in an interview, which is a weird sentence to say. But Malik did tell Carmelo Anthony, hey, one thing that does matter is that most of the great Louisiana wide receivers or LSU wide receivers are indeed from Louisiana. And that's really cool. Okay. Now, coming up next, my big takeaway going into LSU versus Arkansas is one that I can't quit thinking about today.
Let's go!
On a journey together with Zion Imaging, I want you to see this experience up close. And me as a wedding and event DJ, I watched how everybody had so much fun with Zion Imaging. And a big reason for their success is the team. Yes, Jaron Thomas and his family started this off as a passion project, and they have one simple goal in mind: taking your event to the next level. Whether it's a wedding, reunion, quinceañera, school, or corporate event, Zion Imaging is all about family-friendly fun. And I gotta show you on this tour the high-level technology that quickly sends your video session to your phone, whether it's iPhone or Android. Yes, it's the Zion Imaging 360 Spin Booth experience serving North Texas, North Louisiana, South Arkansas, Orlando, and more. Give us a call, 318-469-4265. Check us out on Facebook or book us at Zion Imaging, xyanimaging.com. Are you a diehard LSU fan? And would you like to understand the complex game of football better? Well, sign up today for our PHL Patreon. This is his second touchdown. Counter GY, you're pulling the guard. We dive deep on recruiting and the transfer portal at a level that you have never seen before. Film breakdowns from so many different angles. And my personal favorites, oh yeah, the analytics, baby. I like to get nerdy. We take a look at cutting edge statistics that help all of us understand LSU football even better. And guess what? Every new sign-up gets a Joe Burrow card in the mail for free. But we got to save the best for last. Our private Discord community of LSU fans from around the globe. Sign up today. Patreon.com/LSU football and put your name on our wall of patrons. Special thanks to everybody who's on here. Let's freaking go. All righty. LSU, Arkansas. Obviously, me playing high school football in Arkansas, spent a good bit of my life in the Natty State. And I am of the belief that LSU will win. And it's simply due to what those two teams actually are. Okay. LSU always gets it done in the big spots. Arkansas just does not. Okay. And sometimes it's just as simple as that. My superty duper baseball preview. Obviously, you have Zach Root for Arkansas. You got Cade Anderson, who could be the number one overall pick. Arkansas's got the player of the year in the conference. LSU's got Monster Milo. Give me LSU all day, every day. I will say, I do think that will be the most well-attended game ever in Omaha, because it is the opening weekend. Most fans go to the opening weekend game. It seems counterintuitive. You would want to go you would want to go to the finals. But look, the opening game is a game that you know your team will be playing in. All right. I do think Omaha being only 6 hours from Fayetteville, it could be something, but not versus LSU fans. I saw they had the big Tiger going up there. I mean, I just, until I see Arkansas actually do this, I'm not going to pick them to win anything. And you guys know I will pick against LSU in spots, right? Still, take a look at the statistical comparison, and you'll see Arkansas has a slight edge in pretty much every category, but it's slight. Okay, it's not really that big of an edge. You know, you go back to the game and the series from a few weeks ago. You had that ridiculous game one. LSU wins. They win the game two. And then Arkansas finds a way to get it done in game three. Arkansas and LSU have arguably been the two best SEC programs of the past decade. But LSU's got an Addy and Arkansas doesn't. In the past decade, Arkansas is a team that has been swept the fewest since 2017. LSU has been swept the second fewest. And I know that's not as important in a, you know, two-game elimination. You know that those teams are really difficult to beat twice. All right. So this could be a scenario where whichever team loses, they are going to be the heavy favorite to play that team again or to get to that rematch type of stage, if you will. So I'm picking LSU to win Saturday. They have a slightly better pitcher. Arkansas this year might have the slightly better team, but it's close. It is interesting that even though they play in the first round, they are still by far the heavy favorites, those two, to win it all. It is still very fascinating to me, though, that almost everyone that cares about college baseball that is not an LSU or Arkansas fan they want Dave Van Horn to win a national championship. He, along with Rick Barnes and maybe a few others, probably the best college coach in any sport to have not actually won a national championship in the sport that they coach. So, give me LSU to win on Saturday. Hey, Andy, I appreciate that, man. Yeah, I'll get it. I'll get you something sent out pretty soon, man. Chris Carter was from Ohio. That was my favorite wide receiver growing up. His last name was Carter, and he played for a team that was purple and gold. I met Chris Carter at the Rose Bowl a few years ago. Besides, Christopher Westbrook, and by the way, don't listen to what anyone else tells you. I am the Sugar Bowl through and through. That'll always be my favorite bowl game. But the Rose Bowl is the pinnacle of college football. Not the national championship. Not the Sugar Bowl. Not the Iron Bowl. Not the Bowl Bowl. It is the Rose Bowl. That is the pinnacle of college football. Doesn't get much better than that. But I will say, I don't think the Rose Bowl should be the home of the national championship game. I've seen that take floated out way too often. Okay. Now, here's what you're going to do. Next 10 to 15 minutes, I'm going to answer as many questions as we possibly can. If you super chat, we'll keep this party moving. I'm still in the debate stage. Some of my closest friends that live in Fayetteville, they're doing parties up there. They invited me to go up there. And then, once again, if you're looking for somewhere to watch a game, my good friends at the Revelry in Baton Rouge, my guy Alex, they're doing a little watch party Saturday night at 6. So if you're looking for somewhere, that is a fun place. I really do enjoy it, even though, once again, I'm biased. But it is a college bar. So if you want that type of atmosphere, check it out. You can go get some food at Chimes, and then next door to the Revelry. That's where it's located. Or you can go to Raoul's. I will say, well, I can't tell my last Raoul story. But I might be in Fayetteville for the game on Saturday. I'm really excited for the game. I really, really, really am. K-Ray, am I based in BR? I'll tell you this. I am not, but I do partake pretty frequently. Love BR. That is where we want our permanent home to be. But it's expensive. And there's a lot of other factors that go into that. What it do, Lance? Good to see you, man. Let's take a few more here. Alexander, okay. Xavion Thomas will have more carries than Caleb Jackson. Well, the only person that could really answer that is the actual play caller. Because if you would need to purposefully make Xavion a piece of your run game. And he was a fun part of our run game. So, you know, he had a big, and I say big, it wasn't really explosive. Had a nice run versus USC. Then he had another good little counter run versus South Carolina on the road that really got us going. And then he obviously had the UCLA touchdown on the little pop pass, if you will. So I like that. You know, I was wrong. I had a bold Xavion take that he would outproduce Aaron Anderson last year, and it didn't happen. But I do think if you were to pick the receiver on this team that is the best after the catch or after the touch, he's probably the best. But that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be a great wide receiver. Chan says, I think people pulling for an older coach to win first natty is a media thing more than with the people, in his opinion. Could be a media thing, but also a coach's thing, right? There are some coaches in the SEC, Tony Vitello included. I would love to see Dave Van Horn win there first. But it ain't happening. Because it's going to be Jay Mother Effing Johnson. You know, I do find it interesting, though, that a lot of LSU baseball sharps, I'm not just saying like media members, but people I follow that do watch every pitch that have played baseball at a high level, they have said throughout the year that they did not think LSU baseball was a national championship level team. And I think quite a few prognosticators felt LSU was an Omaha team, but not necessarily a natty team. And I get that. I get that. You know, this team has had some elongated, stale moments at the plate. And there have been some rough pitching moments, in particular, obviously, outside of Cade and Anthony. But, you know, I don't know if these super teams will exist really in college baseball. You know, I think that Wake Forest team LSU beat en route to winning the Natty versus Jack Caglione, if you will. I think all three of those teams would be the heavy favorite in this Omaha field. But with the transfer portal and NIL, you know, rosters are going to be flattened. The talent is going to be more evenly dispersed. I am very bullish on the future of college baseball. I've said that plenty of times. It does feel like the most college-y kind of sport that we still have. You know, you don't have the big NIL bags. You still have very regional aspects of it. You still have most of the most important games being played on home soil, where all of those things are being ripped away from college football, the sport that we all love the most. I do think college baseball will change once the scholarship limits increase, which they will be pretty soon. And then I do think you will have a little bit more separation from the elite teams to the bad teams. Now, if LSU wasn't in the College World Series, I would be cheering like wildfire for Murray State. Any coach that actually has to cut his own grass, that is who I'm cheering for. So if LSU weren't in it, I want Murray State to pull off the upset. And that is something that actually doesn't happen in any of the other college sports. You don't have Murray State's winning natties. We've seen Stony Brook's make runs. We've seen Fresno State actually win the whole damn thing. I mean, you really, really, as Chance points out, you just got to get hot at the right time. College baseball is college athletics. Used to be college football. That's professional athletics. College baseball is college athletics. And I know I got in a very heated debate with another YouTuber, Mr. Blake Ruffino, not too long ago, about how I actually personally like the assholes in college baseball. Some of y'all are going to clip that statement. That's fine. I like the trash talk. I do. In fact, I need more of it. Give me the showboating. Give me all of it. And I know that ticks a lot of people off. Give it, inject it directly into my veins. I need more of it. I understand Arkansas doesn't do any of that. In fact, their coach frowns upon it. LSU does some of it, but it's not really Jay Johnson's MO. But I like it. And once again, I think college baseball is only going to continue to grow. My question is, will Ja Morant show up to Omaha? It wouldn't shock me if Matt McMahon, if there was a series, if Matt McMahon should be there. All right, so let's take a look at the poll question. What happens first? Jay Johnson wins 3 College World Series at LSU. So you would have to win 2 more, not including this one potentially coming up. Or Brian Kelly wins his first national championship. 59% of you say Brian Kelly. That's a good thing. I would probably lean in Brian Kelly's direction as well. Emmanuel Tucker says, my recruitment is 1,000% cut off. Oh, the Master Blaster is here. Let's go. That's good. All right, we'll take a few more. Brian says Drew Brees was better than Aaron for 2 of those MVPs. Now, before we skedaddle, if, and we're starting to do this now, your business wants to be a part of the PHL ecosystem during football season, please feel free to shoot me an email, powerhourlsu@gmail.com. Ask all of our clients, Zion Imaging, Fast Draft Fantasy, who we are with right now. We will help grow your business. Okay? Positive vibes sent my way. Positive vibes sent your way. We have got a diehard army of 12,000 plus subscribers. Been doing this a few years now. And that gets you special perks with pregame, halftime, and postgame shows and film studies and all of it. You know you want to be a part of it. And you get a fancy smancy spot cut by me, voiced by me, that you can use for other platforms as well. Hit me up. My cell phone number is 281-330-8005. No, it's not it. Don't call that number. But email, powerhourlsu@gmail.com. Or you can hit me up on Twitter or Instagram @powerhourlsu. Okay. Shout out to our top super chatter of the evening. That is Guitar George. And on Saturday, I will be chatting exclusively in the Discord for the LSU Arkansas game. We'll see you soon. NS Power Hour LSU. Boom. And tonight, we're doing eggs and bacon. Let's go.